Attention, you're listening to The Antidote to Liberalism. The active ingredient in this program is common sense, which has been documented to prevent and even cure liberalism. Be advised that listening may cause you to lean to the right. The doctor will be with you momentarily. Here's your host, Todd Huff.
Well, great news out there for Bernie Sanders supporters, those that are 20-somethings, been in college for 7 years, yet still have five semesters to go, changed majors two or three times, don't work, but yet have time to go to these Bernie Sanders rallies, blaming the entrepreneurs, the business owners, those that actually create wealth and provide jobs for the economy. I can almost hear these folks in unison saying, "So you're telling me there's a chance?" You might wonder what I'm talking about. I found an article in the UK Daily Mail saying, headline stating, "Would you marry a robot? Artificial intelligence will allow people to find lasting love with machines, expert claims." Well, there you have it. There is hope for the Bernie Sanders crowd that they can one day find love, true love, in a robot. Well, you've noticed right off the top here, I am sounding even worse than yesterday. I am going to do my best here to, you know, we're going to have an abbreviated program. I'm not able to talk for a prolonged period of time, obviously, this morning. So, anyway, I do apologize, but I wanted to make sure that we, provided content to you. I've taken on the responsibility of delivering a show to you Monday through Friday, and, hey, I take this seriously. So, anyway, I'm here. I don't feel nearly as bad as I think I sound right now, but obviously, for those of you that have listened to the program, there is something going on here with my, respiratory infection, sinus infection, maybe a touch of laryngitis or something. I'm not sure, but anyway, I don't feel as bad as I sound. But thanks for listening to the show. Welcome to The Antidote to Liberalism. It is Friday. It is February 12th, guys. Valentine's Day is this weekend, February 14th. I know it's easy for this holiday to sneak up on you, but it is Sunday, so keep that in mind as you plan out the weekend here. But it's a pleasure to be here. Email address, should you want to reach out to me, is todd@theantidotetoliberalism.com, or you can connect with me directly on Twitter. Our Twitter handle is @commonsensegear. So anyway, I mentioned again, second day in a row, we're going to do an abbreviated program. And that is for two reasons. Number one, the main reason today, I have a very limited ability to speak. And I think I sound much worse than I did yesterday. And I'm very sorry for that. I don't, I thought I was better until I woke up and tried to use my voice this morning. And it has just not been cooperating. So my sincere apologies to you for that. Number two, as I mentioned on here several times, we are going to be launching. We have someone streaming online conservative talk radio source that has picked up the show beginning on February 22nd. And I shared with you that I've been preparing for this. My intentions were to see a March 1st or February 29th launch date. However, they needed the show to launch a week earlier, so they wanted February 22nd, which, look, I'm not, excuse me, I'm not complaining about that whatsoever. It just creates a shorter window to get things done. I mentioned, you know, looking at new sponsors, changing the website, which, check it out, we've added some things to the website. I'm having a lot of fun with this, to be honest. So we've changed some of the content. We've uploaded some new some new photographs. We've got a thing that I've got on the homepage called the Video Spotlight. And basically, when I find videos that I think are relevant, insane, productions, what have you, of the left, I'll post them here. And it's got this video that some of you, I think, may have seen. Some of you may have gone to the site even yesterday to check out. But it's this, the unequal opportunity, excuse me, the unequal opportunity video where it basically says that there's white privilege in America, and it's because of white privilege and the obstacles that we've put in the path of minorities that are destroying the possibility for, well, for most minorities to succeed. But this video, I tell you, is, I mean, it's just, you got to see it. So it's on the homepage. It's down the right column. It's directly below the two places where you can listen to the Antidote to Liberalism or to the Daily Dose. And it's got a video spotlight where we'll put current videos like this that we found that might be enlightening as to the insights of how the liberal, I don't want to say liberal mind, how the liberal heart, how the bleeding heart liberal processes information. So anyway, I've got that there. Also down the left column of the website and on the homepage, you'll see articles that we refer to on here. You'll see some that we don't refer to. It's just, you know, we want to keep you up to date with some of the things that we see that are going on that are relevant or informative or humorous, what have you. You'll find those under the news and show prep section of the website. And if you scroll to the bottom of that, you can actually go back and see all the articles that are archived that we've posted there. But we just started this section. So I think the 10th, February 10th was the first day that I, maybe the 9th, 9th or 10th. Anyway, so make some change to the website. Also have, I've changed the tabs up. So there's a home page, there's a talk page. On the talk page, you can listen, you can go get the show notes, you can find out information about me, you can find out other ways on how you can listen to this program, whether it's on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, Learn Out Loud, TuneIn, YouTube, although that's, I've made some changes to some things, so that's temporarily suspended until I figure out how I want to convert the videos to YouTube to post there. And then we have a tab called Fun. And under the Fun tab, there's Gagalib, which we've discussed on here before. I'll share sometime more about that. We have another category under Fun called The More You Know. And I think you'll like this. For those of you that have listened for any prolonged period of time, you know that we use some terms and phrases, some nicknames on here, that maybe if you just tune into this program, you're not exactly sure what I'm talking about. So, for example, if I was to say the Nutty Professor, you might not know who I'm talking about. You could go to the More You Know. It's a public service, and it's a glossary of terms used on our show. But if I said sexy, sexy, sexy Martin O'Malley, which definitely has a different flavor coming out of this voice box today, if I was to say that, you might not know the background of that, but you'll see immediately from the photograph and the description of what that term means. And it talks about our 3-and-3s. It talks about JDOT. Anyway, we're going to add to this as time goes by. I had one of our listeners tell me, thank you, Chris, that one of the things I should add to this was we're having an abbreviated program today. And beside that put, this usually means that I exceed the typical length of the program. There's truth in this. But anyway, we're having some fun here. And then some parody songs. You'll find, not yet, we're, again, this is a work in progress, but you'll find Jihadi Joe, the theme song to Jihadi Joe on this, on the website. You'll also find the one that I'm working on now, which I'm going to hopefully release. I thought it would be in February, but with the with Red State Talk Radio picking us up and all the work there, it's probably going to be into March whenever I release that. So anyway, there's a contact page. You can ask the host questions. You can look, you can apply to be a guest on the show. You know, if you need to interview me or, you know, we'll we'll consider some speaking engagements if folks have those as well. But anyway, making some change to the website as well, so you can check those out. You can get there by going to toddhuffradio.com, toddhufftalk.com, or, of course, the main domain name is theantidotetoliberalism.com. Anyway, wow. Lots going on, of course. Last night we had a Democrat debate in South Carolina. Didn't watch. Excuse me. Had to take a drink of water there. But I didn't watch. I've read a little bit about what was discussed, and I got to be honest. I mean, this stuff is super predictable at this point. We have a race between two socialist leftists that are trying to convince the Democrat Party, those that are, you know, the 20-something crowd that's living in mom and dad's basement, the same folks that are rejoicing that they may one day be able to marry robots. They're trying to convince them that they've got their interests at heart, more at heart, because they can give them more things, give them more freebies, more college education, more paid time off, more free puppies, whatever it is. So it's a race to that on the left. Now, I did see that Huma Abedin, and you can go to the website to see this video, but Huma Abedin, who is the, well, kind of the right-hand man for Hillary Clinton, and after the debate, they were having people come up to them to shake hands and give hugs and so forth, and Huma Abedin pushes this woman aside, kind of extends her hand super far, like, you can shake my hand, but you're not of the political class that's worthy of hugging me. I mean, can you imagine Donald Trump doing this, or one of his aides, or Ted Cruz or Marco Rubio? I mean, there would be headlines all over the papers today, all over the websites, all over social media, what have you, that say Ted Cruz's war on women. Donald Trump hates women. Here's visual proof. I mean, is it fair to say that Huma Abedin is now engaged in a war on women? I mean, that's how this works, right? But anyway, yeah, she pushes this lady back. Check it out. You can probably Google search it as well, or go to YouTube. But she pushed a supporter, someone trying to give her a hug. Nothing says I love women like pushing a woman away that's trying to offer up a friendly hug. So anyway, guys, I've got to stop and take my first break here. I apologize again for the voice. I've got to take a couple of really big drinks of water here, and hopefully be able to get through maybe one more segment here as we go into the weekend. So you're listening to The Antidote to Liberalism. I appreciate you listening very much. We'll be back in just a minute. Make sure your booster shots are up to date by signing up for our free monthly email newsletter. It's educational, it's fun, and it's free. Sign up today by going to theantidotetoliberalism.com/newsletter. That's theantidotetoliberalism.com/newsletter. For you, the listeners of The Antidote to Liberalism, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. I've been a member of Audible since May of 2014, and I love it. I've listened to novels, books on business, political books, you name it. In fact, one of my most recent downloads was given to me by one of our listeners, Ben Carson's America the Beautiful. What a good man and solid presidential candidate. But if you'd rather check out a great novel instead, I highly recommend The 12th Imam by Joel Rosenberg. Of course, you'll want to get the rest of his books in the series after that, too. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/antidote. Again, that's audibletrial.com/antidote for your free audiobook. There's nothing to lose with this free trial, so why not give it a try? Welcome back to The Antidote to Liberalism. I am your host, Todd Huff. It is Friday. It is February 12th. It is the Friday before Valentine's Day, guys. You got 48 hours. I know this holiday can sneak up on you. I know some of the thoughts and, you know, opinions you have of Valentine's Day, but You got to put those to the side. You've got to go out and make sure that she knows that you didn't forget Valentine's Day. There's no other way to put it. So this is the last friendly warning you're going to receive from me as we move into the Valentine's Day weekend here. But anyway, thanks for joining us. Again, email address, should you want to reach out to me, todd@theantidotetoliberalism.com. You can also connect with me on Twitter. Our Twitter handle is @commonsensegear. Look, we talked about, Huma pushing a woman last night on the debate stage after the debate, not during the debate. Boy, that would have been something, wouldn't it? If she ran up there to defend Mrs. Clinton, fighting off maybe the FBI agents that are trying to put her in handcuffs, walk her out of the room because she's been indicted. And that's what should happen. But anyway, she's pushing people on the stage. She's engaged in her now war on women. Who would have thought the top aide for potentially the first female president in American history would be engaged herself in a war on women? Bizarre to me, but there's lots of things in the news besides that. I mean, besides the Democrat debate, the Democrat sideshow debacle between the nutty professor Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton, the possible criminal. I mean, there's other things in the news that are, well, frankly, real problems. Courtesy of American weakness. We've got the JV team, ISIS, who now, according to the CIA director John Brennan, is capable of making chemical weapons, and it has, in fact, used chemical weapons. I mean, that's quite an evolution from JV team to chemical weapons manufacturer. What is that? That's in, what, 2 years? 18 months? Is that when Obama called them the JV squad? You can't put on a Lakers uniform and pretend to be Kobe Bryant. Which is an ironic comparison because Kobe Bryant is in the twilight of his career. In fact, he just played his last game here in Indianapolis, Monday, Tuesday, something like that, earlier this week. He got voted to the All-Star team, even though he's, by his standards, has not had a very stellar season. I mean, look, he's getting to where his body can't do what his mind needs it to do anymore. But that was President Obama's comparison. ISIS, the JV team. You can't just put on a Lakers uniform and call yourself Kobe Bryant. But apparently you can put up an ISIS flag and within 18 months or 2 years begin using chemical weapons on the targets of your maniacal, insane ideology. It's unbelievable to me. So we've got ISIS is now capable of making chemical weapons. Of course, you've seen in the past, more than likely, you've seen where they have used technology to develop, to make it look like cars are being driven by human beings because they can use dummies and mannequins and control the car somehow remotely. They put something that emits heat, a heat signature from the body, so that when these dummies, when these mannequins are scanned by infrared technology, they will put off a heat sensor looking like they are a real human and not just a cold, lifeless body behind the wheel of a vehicle. That was uncovered in some weapons lab that we raided. I don't know if it was in Syria or where that was, Iraq. But that came out maybe a month or two ago. Now they're making chemical weapons. I mean, this is just unbelievable. I've said on this show many times before, American weakness is provocative, and this is exactly what I mean. They know that we are playing patty cake with them right now, and this is in no way, shape, manner, or form designed to be insulting to our military. For those that we've actually allowed to go fight them, I mean, we're kicking their butts. But the problem is, we have not unleashed the full force of the American military on ISIS. We haven't. And there's no pause button. You can't pause life and say, let's decide what we're going to do. They're deciding what they're going to do. They're making chemical weapons. They are using technology to their advantage. They are making propaganda videos that look like something produced right out of Hollywood. They are burning people alive, running them over with tanks, cutting off their heads, cutting off body parts, taking their children, raping their women. Is it Tamarush? Is that what it's called in Europe? They're invading through by exploiting the refugee crisis, and they're walking directly into these nations to set up a cell inside the border so that they may be able to affect, to terrorize that country. And we're still deciding if we should fight them or not, and how hard we should fight them, how hard we should hit back. You know, you've seen this before, and I've seen this multiple times, you know, and you probably have too. This, when someone does something provocatively against the United States, there's this talk, this language from the left, from the D.C. crowd that says we need a proportional response. What do you mean we need a proportional response? We need to stop the threat. You don't say, well, they killed three of our people in the attack, so we can't go out and, you know, wipe them out because that's disproportionate. That's a game for fools. That's stupid. That is ridiculous. They've picked this fight. I don't want to hear that America has created this problem themselves. I don't want to hear that. You know what's created this problem? Radical Islam. Radical Islam has created this problem. Extremism, terrorism. The belief that they are justified in doing anything to establish a worldwide caliphate so that we must all live under Islamic law is what's made this possible. And we can debate about how hard we should fight back and whether or not it's proportionate and all this silly nonsense. This is sophistry is what it is. It's silly nonsense. It's a waste of time. These people need to be destroyed. I saw a Navy SEAL, a former Navy SEAL, say this. I forget what I was watching. But he said, it was a TV show called Live to Tell. It was a story of some guys that were in Iraq raiding buildings, going door to door. And he said, look, we have a real problem here. Obviously, we need to go. We need to find the terrorism. We need the terrorist. We need to kill that terrorist. And then we need to find the next one. Repeat. Reload. Repeat and reload. Send me out for another mission. I mean, that's how these guys think. And that is the mentality that's necessary. Otherwise, excuse me. Otherwise, we have what amounts to our allowing them to have basically as many timeouts as they want. Time out, let us get our act together. Time out, let us build our weapons technology. Time out, let us, I don't know, attack another nation. Let us go to annihilate another city. All the while, we're sitting there on our hands. We have to go get these guys. You cannot negotiate with the side whose starting point is your complete submission to their way of looking at things or your death. You cannot compromise with that. And for those leftists that think that, they are 100% absolutely foolish. That is stupid, that is dangerous, and we have some of these folks in the highest positions of power in the United States. It's got to stop. We've got a real threat here. They're amongst us. They're coming after us. They are relentless. They believe that they are doing this. We can say all day long that it's not about religion, but that's not what they think. They believe that it is in absolutely for their religion. 100% absolutely positively for their religion, and that they are going to receive an eternal assurance that they will go to paradise to be with Allah because of their actions, because of their fight for jihad. And if they die in jihad in their mind, that's even better. It's the only way that they're actually assured that they're going to go to paradise. We've got big problems, and we need a big leader to fix them. And there's some in the Republican Party that actually are going to be able, should they win the nomination, I think, fix a lot of these problems, or at least address them much more seriously than Obama has, than Hillary Clinton will, than the Nutty Professor. Can you imagine what these folks would do? I don't even want to think about it. Anyway, I'm going to stop and take one more break. When we get back, I'm going to wrap up for the day. My voice is on figurative life support here, so I do apologize. But thank you for listening to The Antidote to Liberalism. We'll be back in just a minute.
Are you looking for an alternative to employer-provided health insurance? Maybe your rates have skyrocketed, or maybe your employer doesn't provide health insurance. And then you visited healthcare.gov and realized how much of a debacle Obamacare really is. Why don't you take a look at what my family and I do for our healthcare needs? We're members of Samaritan Ministries, and we absolutely love it. If you're looking for a biblical, non-insurance approach to your healthcare needs, visit theantidotoliberalism.com/healthcare to learn more. And as an added bonus, my listeners will receive an exclusive $50 credit, but only when you complete the application on my website. Go to theantidotoliberalism.com to apply or to get more information. My family and I love it, and we think you will too. God bless.
Welcome back to The Antidote to Liberalism. I am your host, Todd Huff. Today is Friday, February 12th, and I'm going to go ahead and give you one more warning, guys. Sunday, February 14th, Valentine's Day. Keep that in mind. Don't let that sneak up on you. I understand. Look, we get busy. We get sidetracked. It doesn't mean that you don't love your wife or your girlfriend or what have you. It just means that, look, we get busy. We have a lot going on. So, anyway, keep that in mind as you move into the weekend here. Look, there's a lot of things that we could discuss today, but as I've shared with you, and as you can obviously hear, my voice is just not working. So it's time for me to probably wrap things up for the week. And, you know, next week is going to be the last week that we aren't under the new formatting. The new formatting will begin on February 22nd. Our episodes will be 55 minutes. That is what we will release to redstatetalkradio.com. And that's the format we're gonna stick with. So, but in the meantime, we're still working through some things, especially, you know, when I have this issue like I'm having. Although right now my voice has felt better than it has this entire show. But nonetheless, we're moving towards that format. And beginning February 22nd, that's what you'll find. You know, I believe, technically speaking, back to some of the other things we've been working through here, I think the iTunes issue is fixed. I've gotten confirmation from a few listeners that their iTunes feed is refreshing with the show now, the new episodes. I apologize for that. I thought there might be a bit of a delay in the new podcast RSS feed feeding to iTunes, sending it new episodes, but I did not expect it to be a week and a half or 2 weeks worth of problems. So I apologize for that. Should that ever happen again, you can always listen to the show on our website, theantidotoliberalism.com. You can also go to Todd Huff Talk or Todd Huff Radio. Both are .com. Let's see. You can listen on SoundCloud. You can listen on TuneIn. These are all free outlets. You can listen on Stitcher. You can listen on Learn Out Loud. We actually just loaded our podcast to, what is it, Google Music, I believe. They are going to be... We're in the system, but they have not started releasing podcasts yet. I think that that's relatively soon that they plan to do that, but it just isn't going to be there quite yet. But it is going to be a potential place. Well, it's going to be a place you can listen to moving forward. Spreaker is another one, Spreaker.com. Player FM is another online source. Blueberry.com, BLU, BRRY.com. That's also the one that actually, if you sign up to receive these episodes by email, when you sign up to receive the email, it is actually a service of Blueberry.com. So there's other places you can listen. You can also, if you sign up, connect with us on Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr. I still can't believe I'm on Tumblr, but Tumblr or Google Plus. We're in the process of sending all of our episodes, all of our new episodes, to those social media platforms. I don't do that quite yet. I send some of them to these social media platforms. I think all of them go to Facebook, but you can listen there as well, is my point. So anyway, I'm just trying to let you know that there are multiple ways to listen in case there are problems moving forward. So anyway, guys, I'm going to wrap up for the day. I don't feel like I've done a good job, a good service for you today. The voice is not working. I think I'll be back to full speed on Monday. I hope you have a great weekend. Thank you so much for listening. If you have any questions, thoughts, or comments, don't be afraid to reach out. I encourage you to do that. You can do that through the contact page on our website. You can email me directly, todd@theantidotoliberalism.com. You can connect with me on Twitter, @CommonSenseGear. We welcome it. We love to hear from our listeners. Constantly want to make this show better. So anyway, I appreciate you for all that you've done, all the things that you've made possible with, you know, getting on Red State Radio, Red State Talk Radio, and just for being loyal listeners. I'm incredibly grateful for each and every one of you. It's very hard to articulate my gratitude for each of you, but I hope you know that I sincerely mean this and that I'm very grateful for what you've done to help us get this show off the ground in these first 6 months. So thank you so much. So anyway, I'm going to wrap up. You guys have a great weekend. We'll see you back here Monday. Take care.
Thank you for listening to The Antidote to Liberalism. Your inoculations are now up to date. But since the disease of liberalism is ubiquitous and highly contagious, we need to see you again tomorrow. In the meantime, to help you boost your immunity, please rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast.